everyone, welcome again to Heart. The living God, our God, loves us. And he has so many wonderful things to say. Everything he says is important. The Lord's guidance is first class. It's perfect. And remember, everything that he guides us to do is well evaluated. Once the Lord makes a selection, once he gives us something to do, whatever it is, it's well evaluated. And we have all that we need to begin. Because when he sanctions you to do something, the thing that he reveals to you, you're already qualified for it. But you still have to be a student. And as long as you operate under that anointing, if you can be a student to the Holy Spirit, he can prepare you for greater things. All the people that the Lord anointed, the Lord prepared them. He gave them instructions they had to follow. And if they were faithful, they grew, and they were able to do greater things. But if they got in pride, they stopped. Everything stops. Pride changes the whole dynamic of everything. Even to the point where a person can be fired, like Saul, King Saul. And Balaam. You know, Balaam was not supposed to go to the king of Balak. But when he purposed in his heart to go, he became an adversary. To the point that the Lord was going to kill him. And then he was allowed to go. But when he was allowed to go, he was also repurposed as an enemy, an adversary. He was not the prophet that he once was. He did not fulfill his perfect assignment. He became an adversary, even a threat against Israel, the sheep of God's people. So now we have to consider these things so that we stay true to the heart of God's will. The heart of God's will is revealed over time. The Lord once said to me, let not my people lack knowledge. And that became the theme of my ministry. And then he taught me the greatest problem in the church is people don't follow him. See, when you don't follow God, there are things you just can't learn unless you do follow him. And he trained me on that. And he trained me to teach that. And that's one of the key things that I'm supposed to teach. That's when I teach, most of the time, I teach things about following God. Aspects that we need to know. If you pay attention to the Holy Spirit and everything goes well and everything grows from glory to glory, and if you ignore the Holy Spirit, then consider what will happen then. You can't grow from glory to glory properly. And you can't be qualified for the next greater assignment. See, the Lord is always getting to something better. But he'll use you where he works with us at our pace. He works with us at our pace. He trains us at our pace. And he uses us the more we yield to him, then he can operate at his pace. And if we really listen to him and do exactly and precisely what he say, he can cause us to do a greater work that we can't imagine. And don't get caught up into what you can't see. Some things is better if you don't see it. And everybody needs to be able to do a work when they can't see the whole result. It's really not good for men to see the greatness of what God can do in their lives. From what I understand about the Lord and what I've learned from him, It's better for me if I do the work and keep my eyes on Him. Not the success, not the greatness. You know, God can take you and do a work of grandeur. It'll be great. And most people, they're tempted with pride when that happens. But the Lord trained me, and I hate pride. I know that pride stops everything. I don't want to be repurposed like Balaam. And I don't want to be fired like Saul. I don't want to be repurposed like Lucifer. You know, he was an anointed cherub for a greater purpose. But he betrayed his purpose when he decided to fail. When he decided to ascend above the counsels of God's people. He decided to descend above the structure of God. All the different angels and societies that God put out there, he wanted to excel above them all and be like God and govern them all. He tried to operate beyond his qualification. And his quest for power became evil. Remember, and the Lord put things so simple to me sometimes. I was considering how some people, they gravitate to the love of God, and some gravitate to power. See, when you look at success, it can change the whole dynamic of your ministry, of your life, or whatever you're doing, even your destiny. But when you focus on the Lord, you're going to learn things properly without deception. It'll be unadulterated knowledge of God. And the word of God is the knowledge of love. See, love has a knowledge side and a wisdom side to it. The counsel of God is the wisdom of love. You got to, as we receive these truths from the heart of God, it's perfect. It's just like the tree of life. There's no deception in the tree of life. There's no deception in it. There's no cunning. God is straightforward. He tell you just like it is. But the tree of the knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's more like a politician. It tells you something good that you'll receive, so that you'll vote on it, and then it does what it wants to. It has the mastery over you. It's just like an old oily politician. And the Lord knew this. He knew that Satan would con you and kill you, and use you for his own gain, and use you up and destroy you, and then mock you. Now, I'm going to tell you, in hell, he'll tell the truth. He'll even tell you should have followed Jesus after he wasted your life. And that's how he's cruel to people. He mocks people. I can't stand the thought of it. Now, when people walk in love, they stay on track. You can be seduced by power. And last week I was praying. I said, Lord, there's something to this power and love. I said, and he put it plainly. He said, power without love is death. And I've been considering it all week long. Over two weeks I've been thinking about that. Power without love is death. No matter how you look at it, even the glorious things, when you look at the power and without love, it ends in death. That's why people are going to be saying, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I preached in your name. I worked miracles in your name. Cast out demons in your name. He's going to look at them and say, depart from me. I never knew you. They're wicked. Their focus changed. Now you're in the light of God's word, and you alternate. You go for an alternative after you've learned of God. That's worse than a sinner. Some sinners just don't have a clue. They're in the trap, and they can't see their way out. And some of them can see their way out and stay in it. But a man that have experienced the light of God's way, the love of God, He's communed with God. He's heard from the Lord. He's been used of God. And then he turns like Balaam. That's worse. That's why angels can't get saved. They knew better. They couldn't. They weren't deceived. They can't be deceived. Either they do right or wrong. They can't be deceived because they understand too much. They know the principles. They know the ins and outs. Things that you're aspiring to learn. They've known that for centuries. They've known that from the time they were created. But man is like God. God had to learn everything. Even when Jesus became a man, he had to learn everything. He came as a baby. Babies have to learn. We have to learn, so God put himself in a position just like us where he had to learn everything. He defeated Satan as a man, my friend. And he grew, just like the word said, he grew in glory and honor, and he grew in the knowledge of God, just like we have to do. Our Savior did it right. A lot of people assume that Jesus came as God, knowing everything all the time from the time he was a child. No, he put himself in our position. That's why he's the high priest. And he can represent humanity to God. He can represent us to God. And he can turn around and represent God to us. And we need to pay attention to him as he guides us by the Holy Spirit. We have to learn from the Holy Spirit. That's who we have to trust. The tree of life is like hearing from God. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is like hearing from Satan and an oily politician. He's going to speak good, things that you desire. And once you're seduced, then the hook side appears and you can't get out. You're trapped. And sin hardens your heart. So it behooves us to stay focused on the heart of God, to know him. Paul was dedicated. He was working miracles. He was seeing God move in his life. He got put in prison and let out of jail by an earthquake. He talked his way out of court. He spoke by the Holy Spirit and embarrassed everybody and won. He had victory among Gentiles. And then when he was captured by Jews, they sent him to a Gentile court. That's where he had the victory. He was anointed for Gentiles, not Jews. Among the Jews, he had to operate by his faith. But among Gentiles, he was anointed for that. He just had to be obedient to his anointing, and they couldn't do nothing with him. Now, again, when you're anointed, you have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. So whatever he anoints you for, you'll be like Samson. You'll have the mastery in that area. But you still have to govern your life and live by your faith. Even the anointing, you have to apply yourself by faith. And you activate the anointing by your faith. But when you're anointed, you have God's ability. Even without training, you have God's ability to do something. It's a super grace. So that means that in order for all this to work right, I need to look at him. I need to seek him and not do what's in my opinion bank. Sometimes I think I know what to do, but I ask the Lord anyway. Now, I used to do it out of curiosity. I wanted to see what he'd say. And every time I've done that, I always learn greater. I learn that it works. I learn greater things from asking questions, even if I thought I knew the answer to it. Even simple stuff. Simple things. I would ask the Lord, what about this? What should I do here? And when he revealed, he would always reveal more knowledge. So naturally, I trusted him a lot more than I used to. From glory to glory. His love never fails. He always does me good. I've always learned. Every time that I ask him questions. And if it was like I thought, And the answer may be simple. It may be in line with what I already knew. But almost every time I learn something greater, I see it in a greater way. Because when you remain a student to the Lord, then He can relate to you. But when you lean to your own understanding, you can't learn God's ways. And that's one reason Jesus represents us to God, because people don't know what to watch out for. Now, angels do. Angels know not to deviate more than men. If they deviate, that's because they just trusted Satan and they wanted to do it. They were like Adam. They willfully disobey God if they decide to be a demon. And they get allured by the same traps you get allured by. But it don't work. But when you look to the Lord, even angels, when they look to the Lord, they learn more and more. See, you can look to the Lord, even if you saw Him, if you're not a student, if you're not trying to learn from Him, you're not going to activate the anointing on God to cause you to learn. But if you keep looking to Him for answers, He'll keep supplying you with answers. The best of what we know is just a scratch of the surface, a drop in the bucket. And this wisdom that'll make you go sit down and wonder for weeks. The more I think about power and love, and then power without love is death. When a man has power over people, without loving the people, he becomes deadly. There are dictators and there are presidents and kings on earth. If they thought that you would, after their power, they would kill you. There was a man in Russia, he was popular among the people. And Stalin had all of his pictures destroyed, all of the newspapers destroyed that had his name in it. And he erased him out of the memory of the people because he feared him. He had him killed, and then he had all his pictures destroyed. And people were ordered not to even talk about him anymore. Power without love is death. And he was a patriot. He loved the country. He even cared about Stalin. I saw it on the History Channel. But see, when people get in pride, they also get in fear, and they trust to use fear tactics, even against God's people. They walk out of the kingdom of God, right into the kingdom of darkness, but they still have their post, and they still lead God's people, and they lead God's people wrong, and they twist the scriptures, and they become something that they didn't start out to be. And many people have done this and are doing this. Many, not a few. I'm gonna be honest with you. Most people, many people follow darkness, but most people are going to hell. Remember, it's a narrow path. Few there be that find it. Now, when you compare the people that get saved and the people that don't get saved, you know, it's a lot more that don't get saved. And then among the people that do get saved, well, many of them are going to leave and follow foolishness. Now, many people are still saved, but many have left the kingdom of God and don't realize it. You're in the kingdom of God if you're in obedience to God. If you believed on Jesus Christ and you live like Him. But when you start living in opposition, you walked out of the kingdom. When the Holy Spirit tried to get you to repent and you harden your heart and don't even hear Him anymore, and that's dangerous territory. Because a bastard is a person that won't listen. They're fatherless. And people become fatherless when they get in rebellion. When they get in wickedness. None of the wicked will understand according to Daniel. None of them. Whether they once were in the light and once, and you know, and people's name can be written out of the book of life because Jesus said that if you alter His word, your name will be erased. As if it was never there. Now, there are people whose name was in the book of life, and now it's not. Don't be so surprised. And see, and the super grace message people preach is not true. If Jesus said your name will be blotted out, trust me, he wasn't lying. And either Jesus was lying, or the people who say once saved always saved is lying. And I trust Jesus. He do things the right way. If you read the book of Jude and 2 Peter, they parallel each other. And they talk about people who left. John said they left us because they never were of us. They were not of us. And people can turn their heart. And people can be true to their heart. It's up to them. But I want to do everything God's way. I don't like the world system. I love God and His kingdom. God has too much to say. He's been too good to us. And I can't begin to pay Him for the things He's done, but I can walk the line. I can obey Him. I can do all things through Christ who belovedly strengthens me. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life. Those who are a student will continue to learn. And I thank the Lord for all that He's doing in these days. Remember, I love you. God loves you. Jesus truly is our Lord.